When the mining giant BHP Billiton put the Crandon site up for sale last fall, environmental groups urged the state to buy it and turn it into a conservation area. But the new owners of the mine say they still plan to mine the copper. Gordon Connor Jr. of Nicolet Hardwoods in Leona says the mine will provide 200 high-paying jobs in an economically depressed part of the state. Mining opponents are skeptical. They note that Billiton, one of the largest mining companies in the world, has given up on the project. Tom Krajewski, spokesperson for the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe, questions whether Connor's much smaller timber company has the expertise to meet the state's stringent environmental standards.
The Forest County Potawatomi has retained over 20 environmental and mining experts that have raised significant concerns, and we're looking forward to having the Connor family respond to those reports that raise numerous questions about the safety of the proposed mine.
Connor says most of the important scientific work on environmental issues at the mine is already complete. He says his company has a good environmental record and will hire experts who are capable of operating the mine without damaging the environment.
We live up here, right in Forest County, where we've been active in this community for 130 years. And we're delightful that we can have local control so we can get the proper people in here and have proper accountability for some of the impacts of this mine may incur.
The permitting process will take at least another 2 or 3 years, and Connor predicts it could be 6 years before the mine is up and running, but he says once it is, it will generate millions of dollars in tax revenue for the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.